This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
I got it. Before I get started, Shirley Lafayette, I am on my way soon as I vote with my mama, my daughter, and my wife. We're going to vote today, this morning, as soon as I get off work. When I get through voting, yeah, I-10, baby. Here I come, Lafayette.
Tommy, you been playing golf, man?
Tommy, your friends. Huh?
You been playing golf?
I suck.
Yeah. Ain't it hard to...
Right when I get one thing right, I got two more things wrong.
Man.
I'm not good.
Soon as I get something right, dog, here's the thing, you can't leave nothing out.
No.
And then you ever hit a good shot wrong?
Yeah, all the time.
Man, that's what I do.
Hell, I done been out there with you. I didn't hit the ball backwards. How did I do that?
Wow.
Hit it back.
Dog, I'm telling you, that was sheer greatness. I'm talking about Tommy got great club speed.
You always say that. You always
dog,
that say
boy,
that about him.
Dog, if I had his club hand speed, oof, I'd be nice.
That boy hit that ball so hard
and topped it. It went into the ground, popped out, and came backwards. I went, okay, that's a first.
Yeah.
We're not good. I'm not good, sure.
Thank you.
Nephew and Tommy and friends, Hyman Center, Saturday night, y'all. Tomorrow night, get your tickets. There's a few of them left. The nephew is coming to town right now. This right here is your new boss. Hold tight.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Jason, please.
This is me. How can I help you?
Hey, Jason, this is Lyle. I'm giving you a call out of Human Resources.
Right.
How you doing? You're the foreman, the project guy out there?
Yes, I am. I'm the project manager here. How can I help you?
Listen, you've been training an individual out there, I think, for the last month or so. Have you been training a
Yes, a great guy. Doing great work, doing good.
Okay, how's he? Is he coming along pretty good with everything?
Oh, man, he's picking up real good, man. He learning the trade. I mean, he's picking up just like I would love for him to pick up.
Okay.
Excellent young worker.
And he's got how many more weeks of training out there?
I would say probably about another week or two.
Okay.
Before we let him, you know, put him on his arm.
Okay. Do you think he'll handle it efficiently?
Oh, yes. I think he'll be a great, great employee.
Okay. You've been with the company how long?
Going on about 17 years.
Yeah. Right? My records are telling me somewhere around 16 plus, right?
Right.
Okay.
Almost 17.
Okay. You've been with us quite a while, and first of all, let you know we're grateful of the work that you're putting in.
Well, man, I appreciate it. My man, me, man. I appreciate the help to come to the man and, you know, being here these many years, man. Hey, let you know, man, I love my company.
Exactly. Listen, we got a few adjustments we're going to be making out there in the plant. Here's what we're going to do. Now, you say going to be done in about a week or two?
Yes, about a week or two.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do on that particular day that he gets released, and you definitely know he's ready for everything. I'm going to want you to give him your key card as well as the key to your office.
The what, man?
I'm going to want you to give him your key card that gets you actually onto the property, and you have your own parking space, too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, we're going to need you to give him your key card and your office key. And we'll find you another place to park. He's actually probably going to be parking in your space.
Hold it. What you mean? You telling me to give him my key parking?
Right.
My parking space.
Your parking space, but your key card that gets you onto the property, the little, right. Your little electrical card there.
Right.
That as well as your office. He's going to actually be taking over as project manager.
No, sir. I'm not giving up nothing.
Sir,
nobody to take over no project manager.
First of all, sir, let's do this. Let's tone the language down, okay? We're going to find a place for you. But for the time being, we're going to put you back in the plant until we find something for you.
You ain't going to find no place for me. My place is where I'm at right now. I'm not moving from nowhere. That's all.
Okay.
You ain't going to find me nothing.
Okay.
Nobody fit to find me anything. I got 17 years up in here. Ain't nobody fit to find me not a place to move. You got to understand that part there. I got 17 years up in here. I'm training a young guy, and this guy got a couple months, and you're talking about going to do what to me? Move me?
Jason, this is a temporary move. We're going to find something better for you.
No, you ain't no better.
This
project, man, ain't nobody fit to move. Got that understanding?
This has come from the head.
Tell me who the head is. I know the head people.
This decision actually comes from the vice president.
No, well, they ain't told me none of that. It come to me first.
I'll tell you what, Jason. This is something I'm supposed to probably not tell you, but let me let you in on a little something.
Yeah, let me in on something, because this is going to be some bullshit him, because I shut the whole place up out here. And I mean that.
Let me explain something to you, Jason. This young guy that you've been training, he's actually the nephew of the vice president.
I don't give a about no nephew or no vice president, man. Do you think I care about some president? Tell the president I said what I said. Him and the nephew. Who cares about the nephew? They ain't never told me none of this.
Okay, well, can I expect you to give your key over to him?
No, hell no. I ain't giving nobody nothing. Tell them to get the law to come get it. Ain't nobody getting nothing. I ain't leaving. How that sound?
Sir, all I can ask you for is I need your key card and I need the key to your office. I need you to empty out your things so we can move Victor in there
and hold on.
You a place. This is just a temporary slap right now.
No, you, them, all ain't nobody getting a thing, okay? I done been here. I tell you what I go do. I go out there and I pimp slap this little son of a, okay? And then I find out who his boss is or whoever the nephew supposed to be and kick his. But I ain't giving up nothing. And this I'm talking about y'all with the wrong one, okay? With the wrong one at this time. But this ain't nobody taking nothing from
you're
me.
You're talking about beating the vice president's nephew. You're losing control here, Jason.
No, I ain't losing nothing. I'm on thing control I'm going to lose and when I kick his. How that sound? And I'm going to kick the ball. The CEO, all of them, how that sound? Did that make sound clear to you?
No, it makes no sense. We're trying to just give you some place to be temporarily until I find you another slot.
Ain't no other slot. My slot is my slot. I'm going to kick his rat. Not how that sound to you.
Sir, all I'm asking is I need your key card and I need the key to the office. Get all your things out so I can get Victor moved in within the next week.
Ain't no keys, okay? All of them, I don't give a how that sound. I don't care nothing about them, okay? See, you're going to make me somebody out here today, okay? I'm tired of this, and this ain't going to happen to me.
I'm going to get security to come over and walk you out, okay?
No, ain't no security to walk me no way. How that sound? I came here ain't by myself. Ain't nobody to walk me up out of here.
Are you having problems moving out for the nephew?
The nephew, okay? The nephew is not going to come in here and take. How that sound?
Okay, there's another nephew that you need to be aware of. Do you know who the other nephew is?
Hell no, I ain't never seen no other nephew. I ain't know that was a nephew.
Let me tell you who the other one is.
Who the other one is?
The other one is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Jason, you just got pranked.
Y'all lying with me, man? Come on, man. Don't play with me, man.
Jason.
Y'all lying, right?
Hey, Jason, listen, man.
Man, this ain't no Tommy, man. Y'all need to put that man. Man, y'all don't know how long the brother. Man, I worked my way up. Man, hey, man, I ain't mean no disrespect to y'all, but hey, man, y'all got me good, man.
I got you, man. I got one thing to ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Tell you what.
And there you have it.
Okay.
Stupid just keep getting more stupid. That's all it is. I just try to be as good as I can
much.
With it.
That's the truth.
And make it happen, all right? I already told you, Lafayette, I'm on the way, laying in the cut. Detroit, Michigan, baby. Detroit, it's the One Mic Comedy Club. Yep, that's November 1st through the 3rd. The nephew is coming to town. Motown, Detroit, Michigan. Tickets on sale.
Favorite
now, all right?
We'll talk about the rest Detroit of it later. Was my favorite city to perform in.
Wow.
God,
I love you in Detroit.
I love Detroit.
We love Detroit.
Detroit
yes, we do.
Me,
what up, though?
What up, though?
I just love the blackness of it. Just the...
They real.
Dog, them city slickers and Broadway. I'll be on there all day, man. I'll be spending, being there eating.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.